This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But can he play that guitar as good as Saquon Barkley plays football? Ladies and gentlemen, I say no. What say you? Hey, hit us up, obviously, the afterglow of the Super Bowl and the good feelings in the air with the Eagles and Saquon being honored. Look, you can weigh in, 215-592-9494. Speaking of weighing in, I've got a comment on someone who weighed in yesterday, and just make sure we are on the record about how things went down at the end of the show. So at the end of the show, we awarded a prize yesterday, Phillies tickets, and we chose the correct answer, which was the Karate Kid. But, John, I said the wrong name. So when the show ended, I'm like, all right, and congratulations to Ed. Ed, you've won the tickets. No, Ed, sorry. You didn't.
Poor Ed. Oh. Tough beat for Ed.
But Ed was, if he was listening, he should know he did not say the Karate Kid. I just read the wrong
what
line.
What did Ed say?
Voodoo Child.
Yeah. And it was right
That's
next to him.
A tough beat, too, because of the child part.
And we
did
dock that one a little bit. I mean, at least I did personally. I docked it a little bit, even though I do think it's supposed to mean
child. Of course it is. Absolutely, right.
It wasn't exactly what we asked.
Yeah, so let the record show.
If this was a beat the hammer thing, you would be fighting
it'd be
this
bad.
To the death.
It'd be bad. And I don't know if anyone from the station contacted him yet. Not Ed. I mean, I like Ed, but I got to honor my man Nick. Nick has had to wait 21 hours. Nick in Bucks County, sir, you are the winner. You are not the father. Was that Montel Williams?
No, Maury Povich.
Maury Povich. Yeah.
You are not the father. I actually just, it's so funny you say, I just saw a video, one of those, where a guy just goes nuts when he's not the father, and he's doing this dance.
I watched an awful lot of that. That was on a lot when I was in college, I think.
Sure,
like,
heyday,
middle of the
man.
Day. Maury, was that?
It was Maury, yeah.
Well,
sure.
And there was a run there because that was him.
Montel, too.
Springer.
Maybe.
Montel.
Maury's definitely the one.
Jenny Jones.
You know, like,
who was the brunette? Lake.
Ricky Lake.
Sure.
I mean, it was.
Sally Jesse Raphael.
Sally Jesse. Oh, man. I had the same glasses as Sally Jesse. I had those glasses in third grade.
Oh, my God. All right. Yeah. And the irony is Oprah had more ratings than all of them combined, but it was a genre, to say the least. All right.
Sally Jesse. Why did you go Sally Jesse?
I don't know.
Like, you didn't have to use that combination of names. And I think it's pretty bad sounding.
Your name.
Sally Jesse.
You could have Sally Raphael.
Like, go with
good.
Sally. I don't know, Sally Jessica. Or just Sally. But Sally Jesse, you combine the two.
Weird.
And it's horrendous.
Very odd. Anyway, like, 215-592.
Mickey Marty. It's like the same idea. Joey Johnny.
Yeah, one makes sense.
No.
We got used to it, but it's not good. So congrats to Nick and Bucks.
One other thing to clean up here. Shout out to Sean, who called in. The Madden thing with McNabb, if you look at this year's cover, it's the 2026 Madden cover. So it's a year ahead. So McNabb was actually announced the 06 cover in 05 after the 04 season.
So here's my...
Makes more sense.
Well, it does, except for one thing. It doesn't make sense that they would call Saquon 26.
That's what it's the 26 Madden. It always comes out.
But won't this be on sale for Christmas?
Yeah, but I guess it'll be into next year.
That's garbage. I mean, I appreciate the explanation, and that does make sense.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Because Donovan obviously should have been after 04, not after 05. But, like, why is that considered 06 Donovan? Why is this considered 26 Saquon?
You are always looking at the technicalities.
No, but I mean, does that make
sense? Well, would it be out for the 25 season, right?
What if Saquon tears his knee in the first game, and he's on the Madden 26 cover?
How often do you correct people who say the Eagles won the Super Bowl in 2018 when they actually won it for the 27?
That's a great call. Never. Never. You never correct it.
A little different. A little different. Let's go to phones. All right. A lot of good feelings. Even John Ritchie, who's not wired to be warm and fuzzy. I mean, John, you're not exactly Mr. Warm, but you're warm and fuzzier since the girlfriend and the dog and the, you know.
He's a happy guy. I love it.
I feel a little sleep deprived with this
dog.
Well,
we all do, buddy.
This dog peed on my bed.
That's bad.
The bed.
You know whose fault
that
is?
Yeah, I know it's my fault.
Correct.
But holy cow. Holy cow. Like, you assume that he just peed outside. I carried him in, placed him on the bed.
You don't let him on the bed this early.
Yeah, well,
you learn that.
I'm learning that.
Is your mattress okay?
He pees on the bed. Well, yeah, I guess. I ripped those. I ran out of, like, sheets and whatever you'd call the comforter thing to even be like warm enough to sleep during the night because he peed on the second one. Like, I remade it. We remade this bed together. Yeah. The dog peed on the bed. This was repeatedly to where we ran out of everything in the house.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Yeah, now no one can sleep any longer. All of my children, they're all home. And none of them have beds to sleep in because we use everyone's bed clothes.
Hit the couch. Let's go to the phones. A lot of good feelings in the air about the Eagles. Try to capture it. What's in your heart? Bring it forth today. 215-592-9494. And pay tribute to Saquon. By the way, speaking of paying tribute to Saquon, we'll remind you, Times Yours is there for you. 215-238-4500. If you are inclined to want to call but maybe can't get through, sometimes we got the busy signal, or maybe you're not a caller. You know, maybe you're someone who just likes to listen to the show but doesn't typically call in for the live-type call. Well, call in for Times Yours. Leave a voicemail. Honor Saquon. The best of the best of the Saquon, like, tributes today as he makes Philadelphia proud, getting on the cover of Madden and all that he did last season, but somehow will be on the 2020s. Six Madden? No. Jokes aside, pay tribute to Saquon, 215-238-4500. He deserves it. Anthony in New Jersey. Anthony, good morning.
Joey D, Johnny Boy, how we doing this morning?
Great, Anthony.
How about you,
man?
Always better when we talk to you, Anthony.
My man Joe. Hey, let's talk some Saquon, man.
Yes.
Hey, congratulations first for Saquon, man. Unbelievable season. On the Madden cover.
Yeah, you kind of went there.
Hey, look, man, I was going to go there anyway, but since we're there, let's get into it.
Okay.
The last four running backs, Christian McCaffrey only played four games last year. Sean Alexander, his rushing total went from 1,800 to just 800, and shortly after that, he was never heard again.
Yep.
Marshall Faulk never rushed for 1,000 yards after the Madden cover. Mm. That's just running backs. We could go on.
Well, how about Donovan? How about Donovan? Towards Nate.
Right. That was just running backs. We could go from Antonio Brown.
We could also stop.
We could go from Michael Vick. Michael Vick was incarcerated after.
Wow.
A knee injury. We can go, like you said, we can go Donovan McNabb, Peyton Hillis.
Peyton Hillis was probably the worst player ever on the cover.
That's a rough one.
I mean, that guy had one good season.
We can go on and on and on about the Madden cover and the Madden curse. I'm not superstition, but the proof is in the pudding.
Well, there is a lot, but I will tell you this, Anthony. Are you a fan of The Sopranos, Anthony?
Yes, yes, sir.
All right,
sir.
Junior Soprano has a message for you.
Where did he get the effrontery?
Put another way, Pat Riley's telling you to keep your yap shut. Or was that Twitterella years ago? Who was that?
No, Pat Riley.
Yes.
Keep your yap shut.
Keep your mouth.
You used to have that on your board.
You should keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, but someone said the yap thing once.
Oh, I don't know. I got the Riley one on there.
Yeah, anyway. Anthony, no, but you are right. There is bad history there.
It's not looking. I don't want to believe in it, but it's not looking good, man. And if it quack like a duck, walk like a duck.
Wow.
It's a damn duck, man.
Anthony, you just took all the good tidings and you just threw them out the window. You put coal in people's stockings.
Hey, man, I put coal in my own damn stockings.
All right, Anthony, give me an answer. You can win the Phillies tickets. We'd love to hang with you next week at the game. Give us a great scene in a movie that's based on real life circumstances.
A great scene in the movie. I'm gonna go with Jackie Robinson, man. The movie 42.
Yep. Give me the scene.
The pitcher handed him the ball, man. The crowd got behind him, man. They was giving him crap, man, and they all wore the number 42 in honor of Jackie Robinson, man.
That's a big look. There's a lot of great scenes from that movie, Anthony. We appreciate that call. That's big. 215-592, and it's really horrible how Philadelphia. You know, you guys know the deal. I think people know the deal. I mean, the Phillies were what, the last National League team to integrate? Is that the right?
I believe so, yes.
Wasn't it like 59 or something?
It was way late.
It was not a good look for us.
And it was the Phillies manager that was one of the ringleaders that were really giving Jackie the business in real life, which was featured in that movie, which is really horrible.
Hurts in the gun. He backpedals. He's looking, still looking. He fires it out in the flat to Barkley.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's one man, spins past another, leaps over a third, and comes down at the 30.
What was that? I've never seen that move, and I've been watching football all my life.
Well, he did that. That to show off to Shady McCoy.
He's never done this. No one's ever done this. He hurdles a guy backwards. How do you jump over a guy backwards?
He did.
What am I watching?
Oh, he sure did. You know, there's a lot in that audio there, but one of the things I'm guessing maybe you recognized, there's a surge in the crowd about halfway through it. And that's when they show on the replay on the big board in the stadium, like, this is what just happened. And the crowd sees it again. They're like, what the hell? unbelievable. Yeah. Look, congrats to Saquon, great cover of Madden. Obviously, it's a great honor for him and by extension to the Eagles. And it leads to a great feeling amongst all of us as Philadelphia sports fans. I mean, I said earlier, I'll say again, to me, two words I really feel about what we witnessed last year, both with him and the team, are pride. You know, really being proud, and obviously appreciation. And to the point John's made and James has made, and it's a common theme and warrant it, they have a real shot to keep it going. So let's hope they do, because, you know, a lot of the parts
of the Eagles empire. We are truly at the, hopefully, a sustainable point, a plateau,
a peak.
The
We're
empire.
Peaking right now.
Yeah, I think, yeah, you can look at it that way. I think the coach, the quarterback, the coordinators, the GM, the owner, they're talking only about how do we sustain this where no one else has been able to. How do we improve upon this greatness? Because that was truly greatness. To watch a Super Bowl that was that lopsided,
right?
That is greatness.
I know.
So how do you go? Where do you go from there? They don't want to slide. They don't want
to
backslide.
Yeah, try to sustain.
Every other team seems to backslide. They themselves backslid. So really, the whole plan, the whole goal, everything is focused. They are fixated on what do we need to do that will be different, that will be better, that will improve upon what we did, that will improve upon historically what teams do. I think we have a great shot.
Well, Doc's perspective on how the Eagles can sustain this, we'll get to that coming up shortly. Brian Dawkins weighed in on that topic yesterday. Also, Javon Curtis on a number of things yesterday. And Ross Tucker joins us in 20 minutes. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Ben in Millville. Ben, good morning.
Good morning, Joseph. How are you?
Benji, how are you, pal?
Doing wonderful, wonderful. Finally, we're getting sunshine and no rain.
Yeah.
My gosh.
I know.
Good.
And the Phils are about to play a game in a dome.
Yeah, but different countries, though.
Different country.
Doesn't count.
And it's where our heart got broken in 93. I swear to God, man. I can never watch a Phillies-Blue Jays game, especially up there, and not think of, you know, Joe Carter. My God. Anyway, good morning, Ben.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead, man.
Losing you.
All right, Ben, you're losing us. We're going to get right back to you. Let's get to Gary in Whitehall. Gary, good morning.
Morning, crew. How you doing today?
Doing well, Gary.
Two simple words there, Joe, about the Eagles.
Yep.
Gold standard.
Finally, you're right.
It only took about 20 years.
No, listen, Gary, I think you're right, and it took a long time, but they got there. Jeffrey Lurie got there.
Yes. Got him there.
It might be platinum now.
No, you got to win more. Yeah. You got to win more.
Not there yet.
Because listen, Gary, Gary, you might say I'm wrong about this, but there's people in Kansas City that would say, "Hey, slow your roll down." I know you whooped us, but we've got three in the last 5 years. You got one in the last five. Slow your roll. Oh. So you know it's certainly not platinum.
Hey, in order to start a roll, you got to have one, right?
Yeah. Well, to John's point about an empire, empires never last a year. Empire, right. You know what I mean? Like, if you're an empire, then you've established something over a long period of time. Otherwise, you're just a guy that had a good day.
Exactly.
You know, seriously.
But I mean, very proud to be a Whitehall alumni, you know, with Saquon. I always thought there was something special with him, watching him play high school football and then on to college. Thankfully, now he's wearing the Eagle Green. So, it was a long road for him, but I tell you, he's special.
He really is, Gary. He really is. Yeah.
I mean, how much, like they said, you know, you said about Mr. Lurie. I mean, he put the right pieces in there, right people, and he like I said, he set the gold standard. And, you know, and, but, I mean, what a great accomplishment.
It's an listen, Gary, it's an incredible accomplishment. Give me a great answer, a scene in a movie that's based on real-life circumstances.
Oh, when Captain Sullenberger landed that plane in the Hudson.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great answer, and it's very funny you bring that up because I actually was texting Devin yesterday. So, John, you weren't here on Friday, and Ree, I think that you weren't off here on Friday. So James and I were both, you know, like, I don't know how we got into it, but we got into the topic on Friday, how birds can impact planes. James, I don't know how we got to that.
I don't either.
But Devin didn't know that. And it was this weekend, I was randomly like searching stuff on the internet, just whatever, Facebook, YouTube, whatever it was. And I saw an interview with The Real Sully, and I had forgotten that's what impacted that plane. And it was only like 3 or 4 minutes after takeoff. It was birds. It was a bunch of them. And that's why he had to make an emergency landing, you know, kind of crash. I don't know if you call that as a crash. But
one of the craziest scenes in that movie is they're having the board meeting, in one of the upper buildings, and the guy just goes, like, I mean, we're right here over the over the Schuylkill. And he's like, that's a plane going down the Hudson.
Yeah.
I mean, it was. I love the tugboats. The tugboat guys at the end who came to save all those people. Ugh,
it's an incredible story. And obviously, it was a really, really good movie. Well done by Tom Hanks as Sully. But yeah, and I saw an interview with him. This goes back probably 10 years ago or so, where he said he really felt he could do it. I mean, he knew he might not be able to successfully do it, but he really felt somewhat confident that he could land that thing in that water, and he did, the Hudson. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up, back to the Ranger thing, Ranger Suarez. Are they going to trade him, or are they not? Really interesting perspective from Ben Davis. We'll get to that coming up in 1 minute.
When couples walk into Benari Jewelers, they can't believe the selection of amazing engagement rings. I'm talking thousands of choices. If she's seen a ring she loves on Pinterest, they've got it at Benari. Halos, hidden halos, vintage, side stone rings, three stone rings, classic or contemporary, in white gold, yellow gold, rose gold, platinum. You can go with the simple solitaire or the most intricate design imaginable. Benari is an authorized dealer, retailer for all the top bridal designers. So if she's looking for a certain brand like Tacori, Benari has the entire collection. In my experience, Benari's amazing associates are not retail clerks. They're true experts who specialize in helping you combine a beautiful handcrafted ring with just the right diamond to make your dream ring a reality with no compromises. Don't select a ring that looks like everyone else's. She deserves something that reflects her unique style, taste, and personality. You can design whatever your heart's desire, and you'll find it at Benari Jewelers, Exton and Newtown Square.
All right, so great to be with you on this Tuesday morning. Great to have Ranger Suarez with us as a fill. But we wonder, will it continue? Because, of course, you know, there is the possibility he could get traded with this abundance of pitching. Leads to our Twitter poll question of the day. Brought to us by Armin Chevrolet in 2025. Armin Chevy, proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Poll question. With an abundance of starting pitching, do you think Ranger will get traded during this season? During the season. Will he get traded? Yes or no? Second poll question. Who is more likely to start a playoff game this October for the Phils? Is it Aaron Nola or Ranger? Well, I'll tell you this. Ben Davis certainly would think it's Ranger. Excuse me, would think it's Aaron Nola, because he went as far a couple days ago on our show to say he thinks Ranger will get traded. Like, not May. Like, could go either way, 50-50. He thinks it's more likely more than 50-50. Because Ben Davis actually thinks Ranger's going to get dealt for a player to help them in a different position this year. Listen to what he said.
There's not too many players on this team that you can trade away to get something in return.
Yeah.
But Ranger could be one of those guys.
So what's the likelihood? And
like a center fielder or a closer, something, right?
I think there's a high probability.
Do you really?
I do.
You think there's a better chance than not he gets traded during this season?
I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then make something out of him rather than lose him?
That's
right?
Interesting.
I don't know anything. I haven't heard rumors. I swear to you.
Yep.
I haven't heard anything, but I'm just looking at it from a business standpoint. Yeah. He offers the best to get something in return.
Sure.
Yeah. And you're going to lose him at the end of this year.
And so I think that's why the team was shopping Alec Boehm in the offseason, because there's really no other pieces on this team, A, that you can get rid of or dump salary with, or B, that you could get anything in return for. Alec Boehm showed that.
I mean, if Ranger gets traded, he might be the best player traded in the whole league. I mean, it depends on who else gets traded.
I agree with that.
He's an outstanding pitcher.
He's awesome. He's awesome.
So really rare, John, for like, all right, let's have this awesome player and maybe trade him. But, I mean, I got Wheeler, I got Lizardo, I got Sanchez, I'm going to have Painter, I got Abel, yeah. Nola hopefully rebounds.
Not like Ranger who's traded, and look, I guess I didn't remember specifically that conversation, Ben saying that
imagine
specifically.
That, yeah.
I guess that's why I feel strongly that this is going to happen.
I don't, by the
I'm
way.
I'm sure that colors my feelings, but Jimmy, if it's not Ranger who's going to be traded,
the minor leaguers.
Just minor league guys?
Yeah. All sorts of them. Mick Abel, you could
combine
trade.
Combine a bunch. Yeah. Well, yeah. Mick Abel, I mean, he's now kind of major leaguer.
Yeah, but here's my thing.
Successful major league wise.
But he's not going to be a starting pitcher here.
Yeah, if Aaron's not.
He had one start against the Pirates.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I think Mick
so
Abel.
Is he
I think the only thing he can be here is a reliever. I mean, I'm talking the next, like, 2 years. There is no room in the inn. There's no room. I've never seen anything like it.
So then do you want to use him to go and get a...
I'm open-minded to it. But here's the thing about Ranger that makes it so unique is you're about to probably lose him as a free agent.
Yeah.
So do you want to try to use him to go get an outfielder while you can? I mean, he could be the best player traded.
I feel like that's...
But it makes me sick to really trade someone that good when I'm about to go try to win a World Series. I'm just saying, James, we've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, and again,
it's weird.
The point I made before, it's a hard trade to make, too, because teams that are competing are looking to add without giving up from their major league roster, usually. Like, the Phillies are in a unique position that most teams aren't. It's not like most teams have five outfielders.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So
it's a unique position where you're trying to add to your team, but you're giving away something. Like, teams are not giving away what you want, is the problem.
But they may if it's really stud
pitcher. Find a match. Find a match.
Yeah. All right. So, look, 215-592-9494. Main thing today has been the Eagles and Saquon and the cover of Madden. You know, he said something really interesting yesterday that I had never heard before. You know, so the backwards leap we had never seen before. Well, he said yesterday it actually had been conceived before by Madden. This was news to me. He was on the NFL Network last night. Let's listen to Saquon.
Yeah, so funny story about that. I was able to, when I was creating the shot for the cover, we had a conversation about me doing a backwards leap, and they had a person do it before. And, you know, they took it out because they were like, no one's ever going to actually do this in a game. And when I did it, that's why they were able to turn it over so fast, because they already had the animation for it to do the backwards leap. It was in the game last year, and it will be in the game this year.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
They had thought of it.
Yeah, and they thought, oh, come on.
That's ridiculous.
Are impossible. No,
even
no
for a video game, no one's going to believe this.
So it happened, and there you go. But congrats to Saquon.
The best are the sideline views.
Oh, the sideline views are great.
Jordan Davis, Dallas Goddard, and I think maybe
Blankenship.
Blankenship. The hands to the head.
Hands on the head.
You know, because like we were there watching it, and we had to watch it on the replay to go, that I did not just see that.
Well, and it also followed a spin move.
Yeah.
Which followed him shedding a tackler by basically just running through the guy.
It was like three different things.
It was running through a guy, spin move, ridiculous all-time lead.
Best 7-yard gain of all time. I feel very confident about that.
But then the fact that we were told yesterday, the interview that I saw with him at Geno's, he talked about it was the hardest hit he took the whole season long.
Yeah.
And he had to come out of the game after that play because it was such a massive hit. Like, that stuff that's fascinating.
It is.
Me.
I mean, he had landed. So he did still finish with power, but he couldn't have the full power because he just landed. So, you know, you can't have your full gusto. You're not running at top speed.
You just never know. Like, you never know what hurts the most. You never know it's funny how that works, but it really is fascinating.
I agree.
Stuff.
All right, let's get to Ben in Millville. His phone was bad before he's good. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Joe. Yeah, blame South Jersey, broadband cell phone technology. I'm getting closer to Philly sitting on 42.
The one thing I blame South Jersey for. is that we can't just make a left-hand turn. Right?
Oh, wait, they've done it in South Philly
now. Can I just make a left-hand turn? Why do I got to have a jug handle?
That's
I mean,
just
come
South
on.
South Jersey, that's all of New
I know,
Jersey.
But I don't go to Northern Jersey. I go to Southern Jersey. I just want to make a left-hand turn. But hello, Ben, talk to me.
Madden thing, I think that's awesome for Saquon. I think, you know, the way he's handling it and, you know, our whole the whole mantra of the Madden curse, you know, I still have a little faith in that, but, you know, it's weaning the way that, especially his optimistic outlook, you know, his being Barkley look on that. But, hey, yeah, you know, you're right, Joe, for once, you know, an empire is a long time, you know, you don't just win the battle to win the war. You got to win many battles.
That's exactly right.
Speaking about that, one battle that did change and first major American battle in Vietnam highlighted in We Were Soldiers, you know, Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore, you know, when S is hitting the fan and he turns and running around and he goes, broken arrow.
Well, I'll tell you this, when you bring up war movies based on real life, which obviously many are, you get a lot of notable scenes. So it's noted. We got you on the record here for the Phillies tickets.
Yeah. So Phillies, you know, I hope they figure it out. What a frustrating Brewers weekend that was. My gosh.
Well, it was. It was bad. It was bad baseball on a lot of fronts.
Yeah, and like we didn't know how they could play like that, but like we don't want to see that. We kind of just want to lift the rug and sweep. It's painful.
Yeah, it was bad baseball. All right, Ben, appreciate the phone call. I'll tell you what was not bad was certainly the Eagles season, but of course now the key is to try to do it again and sustain it at this, because they've sustained quality, but now they're trying to sustain historic excellence. I mean, let's be real. What they put out there versus the Chiefs and Washington, the two combined, but the Chiefs was even more impressive because they were such a better team than Washington. Was, you know, really unlike anything we'd ever seen from the Eagles before. I mean, it just is. I think it was I think those 2 weeks were the highest level the Eagles ever played at as a team, ever. Like, ever. And I say that in all due respect to 04, they played at a really high level. But I mean,
that level of dominance is, that's like 85 Bears.
I know it is.
And then sprinkle a little more on top.
You know,
it really is like all time historically greater. Than everyone else.
It was really, I mean,
where we left off.
I totally agree. So Brian Dawkins yesterday had his golf outing, and, you know, Joe and Hugh and Spike Ike and the Oaf, those guys were out there doing their shows yesterday.
Commitment. I like it.
You know what I'm saying?
It's good.
And so they talked to a lot of notable Eagles, Dawk being one of them. Sustain it. How do you sustain it? Let's listen to Brian Dawkins yesterday on this topic.
What's the biggest challenge for the Eagles to try to do it again?
All right, follow me here. You exhale too long. You exhale. You got it done. Oh, yeah. You exhale too long. And then you don't get back into the mindset of the grind. You don't get back into the mindset of, okay, yes, we did that. We're going to celebrate it where it's time to celebrate. But now it's time to get back into pain mode. We got to reintroduce yourself to the grind and the pain that got you to the place to be in the playoffs and be in the Super Bowl in the first place. Sometimes that is the thing that hinders individuals because they celebrate too long, or it's always, yo, but we won the Super Bowl. I didn't do this thing, but we won the Super Bowl. Mm. Yeah, we didn't do it, but
we hear that a lot. Zone, right? We hear that a lot.
Yeah.
And
it has to get to the point, and, you know, it has to get to the point that last year does not exist anymore. You really have to then go back into the lab for yourself to be brutally honest. What you see on film, don't give yourself ways out when you look at film. And then you get back into the pain, the beautiful pain of getting better.
Great perspective from Doc, as it always is.
A good way to put it.
Right.
Though. He's talking about guys are too, they're riding too high. They don't want to get back into pain mode.
Yeah, but he's not saying they are. He's not saying they are.
He's saying they have to avoid it.
He's saying they have to avoid it. Which is different. And by the way, when Hugh jumped in three times and said, we hear that a lot, we hear that a lot, we hear that a lot, we hear that from fans. We're with it. Guys, I'm saying it today. I'll live in that afterglow the rest of my life. I don't have to work out for a season of 3 months. I have to work out to beat the Oaf in golf and basketball and all that, and I plan to do that, talking about Fritz here, obviously. But, like, I have no problem with – I disassociate myself and ourselves as a fan base from what the guys have to do with the grind. So I'll live in the afterglow, gladly. But, yes, they do have to be in the moment to handle their business in June, in July, in August, and I feel pretty confident they will. I don't think the Eagles will – not win the Super Bowl because they afterglowed too long. No, I'll say this. They could. Not going to act like I'm a fool here and think it's not possible. I mean,
it's happened before.
It has happened before. I mean, Cole really struggled in 2009. Yep. He really, really, really did. And the Eagles were very mediocre in 2018 until the very, very end. They're very mediocre. I mean, they were 5-7 at one point. They had a lot of injuries and all that. All right, let's talk to Ross Tucker.
And the wrong guy playing quarterback, but nobody.
Yeah, no, no, you're right. Carson killed him. All right, Ross Tucker is going to join us coming up in 1 minute on all of this because there's a lot going on, including Saquon on the cover of Madden. Ross joins us on all of it coming up in 1 minute. Hey, let me tell you about Tasty Cake. I mean, you know, we all love Tasty Cake, right? And they've got a treat for every John. Peanut butter fans, you got the candy cakes, the chocolate coated cakes with a creamy layer of peanut butter inside. By the way, that is my personal favorite. You also got the simple classics. Like the crimpet, light sponge cakes topped with rich icing, another phenomenal one. Donut lovers, you got options for days upon days. You got the frosted mini donuts, the powdered mini donuts, and of course, don't forget about the new Dippin' Sticks flavor. So many options to choose from with Tasty Cake, all uniquely satisfying. And of course, that's no surprise because it's Tasty Cake. We all know Tasty Cake. We all love Tasty Cake. Tasty Cake, except no substitutes. All right, let's talk to Ross Tucker. We also love Ross, maybe not as much as Tasty Cake, but we love Ross. He's got the Ross Tucker Football Podcast and more. Ross, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, but you can't be doing Tasty Cake reads right before I come on. I mean, I'm like doing the intermittent fasting thing. I'm waiting until 11 to have my yogurt parfait. You're killing me, Joe. You're killing me.
I know, man.
Trying to stay under 250. It's not easy.
There you go. All right, so Ross, the Eagles are trying to do it again, and we'll get to that. But like I said, we can exist in the afterglow and not worry about it. Saquon, the honor of the Madden cover. Can you put some context, verbal context, on what Saquon accomplished and just, you know, because we're telling people today, pay tribute to Saquon. He deserves it. What comes from your heart?
Well, a couple things. First of all, and I know John mentioned this because I've been listening, I'm wondering why last year's Eagles team has not gotten more discussion as being one of the all-time greats.
I agree.
After the fourth game of the year, when they went to the bye, they didn't lose again the whole year when they had their quarterback. I mean, that is very, very rare to do. Hmm. And then when's the last time a team was really that dominant in the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl? I mean, that felt like the Super Bowls when we were in the 80s. Remember when we were kids and it was like every year was a blowout?
Yep.
That's what it felt like. And by the way, they didn't just do that. They did that to the back-to-back defending Super Bowl champs who were trying to be the first team to ever win three in a row, and they got annihilated. I can't really – I don't know, maybe some of the callers can figure it out. I can't really put my finger on why – not a single person outside of Philadelphia has had a serious or honest discussion about where this Eagles team ranks.
That's a great
among the all-time.
Point.
Listen, you guys know I go on these different Odyssey stations all over the country. Not one person has brought it up. Not one station has said, where do they rank among the all-time greats? I have no idea why that's not even a thing. And Saquon says it publicly, and I see people like ripping him. Like, you shouldn't be ripping him at all. He's dead serious. And he should be. As for him, he's just too good to be true, man. I mean, in every aspect, I've been around him a couple times. I've heard so many stories. To be a local guy and then from Allentown, then he goes to Penn State. The things he does in the community and charity. He was out at Milton Hershey High School, which if you guys aren't familiar, that's a school. John knows it. It's a school for kids that come from, you know, single parents. And you have to apply to get in. And he just showed up, and they didn't know he was going to be there. It's just, the guy is absolutely amazing. And I'm thrilled that he's on the cover, that play is on the cover, because it is iconic. Now it will be remembered forever. And the beauty of it now, too, is the Madden curse, That thing's been gone for years. I mean, Mahomes won a Super Bowl after he was on it. Brady played awesome after he was on it. I think, what are the last two guys been? Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen? And they're both winning MVPs. So I can't remember the last time the Madden curse was actually a thing.
Yeah. Is there a cooler...
Good stuff there, Ross. We appreciate it.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
Is there a cooler honor, like for a current...
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Player, I don't know that there's anything like, I don't, what do you even call it, like, status wise amongst other players, this is there anything that other guys look at?
No, Ross, no, because I'll tell you why. No, because
envious of,
no, I think that there are guys, I think that there are probably some guys out there that would rather be on the cover of Madden than like be the MVP. Because no, growing up, listen,
deal.
They've gotten to Madden every year.
Right,
I can't believe how seriously guys take their Madden ratings now.
So true.
I never, like, so we were on it, right? And it was cool. Like, your friends would be like, dude, I'm playing you on Madden. I'm like, yeah, I know my agility's a 58 or whatever, right? We would laugh about it. These guys, I've talked to the guys at EA Sports that are the Madden ratings adjusters. They had, like, players get upset with them. They hear from agents. Yeah. It's a big deal. Everybody wants to be that 99 thing. Yeah. They really take it seriously. Like, they take their Madden ratings more seriously than Pro Football Focus, you know, and some of these other, you know, analytics services that are out there.
Listen, that's fascinating. Ross, let's talk a little bit more about the play, and then we'll get to the coming season. But putting aside when a moment happened and how a play in the Super Bowl can be more important than a play in the second quarter of a game in October or November. I don't even know what quarter it was, but you catch my drift. Is it the greatest Like, what plays come to mind for you as a hardcore football fan and someone who played the game, the greatest individual plays you've ever seen?
Ooh.
Like, Randall in Buffalo would be up there, and that's an Eagles play.
Yeah, you know what? I just saw that. I just posted that. Randall in Buffalo was amazing. I would say the Marshawn Lynch run against the Saints in the playoffs.
I agree.
Oh, for sure.
I would say maybe the James Harrison interception return.
I agree.
The Super Bowl. Incredible. So this is where it's a difficult conversation because it was like a 7-yard run. The guy gained 2 yards after he did it. And as John just I hadn't heard him say that, John. He did get smoked, man. I mean, he got – I remember watching the video thinking he's never doing that again because he got – I'll just say this, though. What I truly appreciate, I can't even tell you how many football games I've watched in my 46 years on this planet. For someone to actually do something – that none of us have ever seen before, didn't know was possible, for him to do that in an actual regular season game. This isn't like at practice messing around. He did it in a real game. Just the fact that he even thought of it. Now, I need to hear more from him if he thought of it or it just instinctively happened. But for him to even conjure that as an actual option and then pull it off and make it look the way he did. It's, let's put it this way. All the other plays that we'll reference, I don't think you'll see as many NFL players on the sideline, to Rhea's point, that are blown away.
I agree with that.
Like the sideline player reaction, if we're judging NFL plays all time by sideline player reaction, I can't think of very many that are – maybe the Randall when Carl Banks hit him in the legs and Randall uses – I mean, we don't talk about Randall enough, by the way. My all-time favorite player. Unbelievable.
Yeah, no, I agree with so much of what you said. All right, so, Ross, let's move this thing forward. It is now going to be about sustaining and trying to ward off the success from creeping into their minds too much. What would be – what's your next – look, the simple thing is, hey, guys – Don't let it affect you. Everyone can say that. What's the next level, Ross, of how to not let it affect you?
Well, and the problem is, Joe, they're it's like they're getting attacked from all sides, right? So you lose some good players. Milton Williams and Sweat and Slay, right? You lose some good players. Then you have all these opportunities.
Yeah.
And these guys should take it. Like, I saw where Blankenship and Cooper DeJean have a podcast now. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that. More power to them. They should. Everybody has a podcast. I have one. My point would be these guys are getting so many opportunities. And I got to be honest with you, I would say yes to all of them because you don't know when you're going to get them again. You know, hey, go do this appearance. And, I saw where they were just doing a softball for Cooper DeJean in Iowa, you know, at his charity. Were they working out there? Probably. I don't know. But that's part of it, right? It's the opportunities. It's the players you lose. But then it's also the injuries. You know, that's really caught up on the 49ers the last couple of years, which is why I think they're going to have a bounce back year after not making the playoffs. But these guys were playing until, what was it, February 10th or whatever it was. That's a lot of extra football. They didn't get the bye in the playoffs. They had to play the Packers in that game. So you're kind of taking on things from all fronts, and then it's human nature to not be quite as hungry. I think that the fact that they've got so many young guys probably helps them in that regard. It's not a bunch of old heads. I thought it was interesting. I had BG on yesterday's Ross Tucker podcast, and he said that the torch has been passed to Nolan Smith for the DNs because there's no more Brandon Graham, there's no more Josh Sweat. And if you think about it, they need someone to emerge as a leader at corner. I'm assuming it's Blankenship at safety, but I think Gardner Johnson was the leader. And what people don't realize, Joe, is every position group, okay, has their own room. And you need a guy that sets the example, that sets the tone, that provides the mentorship to young guys. They had that with Slay. I think they had that with CJ GJ. These guys are high-energy guys that you know, bring it every day. They need young leaders to emerge, and need them to emerge quickly.
So you were talking about the wear and tear of the season. You're talking about what we talk a lot about, wear and tear on a back, and why Saquon shouldn't get as many carries and touches as he got last year. And we were fortunate that he was as healthy as he was. If he's not as healthy this year, we have six or seven new. It feels like we got six or seven new faces in that running back room. But at the front of the pack is A.J. Dillon, a guy who's had some success in this league as, I guess, a short yardage type back, an early down back. Ross, what do you like about A.J. Dillon?
Well, and I'm glad you said that, John. If someone said to me, Ross, what's one of your biggest concerns about the team this year? I think it's depth. I think if you look at a lot of spots, if the top guy goes down, you look behind it and it's like, I don't know. I mean, that's what the preseason will be about. That's what they'll be working towards. But, you know, they're not great at receiver if they lost AJ or Devontae. Mm-hmm. We know they're not great at tight end when Dallas goes down. Saquon goes down, you know, to your point, John, we think, you know, Will Shipley showed some promise, and A.J. Dillon's been a number two back in Green Bay for years. He's coming off a very serious neck injury. You know, that's a tough injury. Any neck injury is tough. That's what ended my career. And especially that style of player, you know, yeah. A bulldozing running back to have a neck injury, that makes me a little bit nervous. And so there's a bunch of positions where if the top guy goes down, you know, there's other teams, right, where their number three receiver is really good. I don't think we can say that about Dotson. Or you know their number two running back or their number two tight end is good. I'm not sure we can say that about Calcaterra or Dillon and Shipley.
Yeah.
All those guys might be good, and we'll see in the preseason. We'll see early this season. But let's put it this way. The Eagles' second string is not very impressive compared to some of the other team's second strings out there. That would be their weakness right now.
We were throwing around the idea, some of us were earlier this week, end of last week, Kyle Pitts for a fourth or fifth round pick somewhere. I would love to do something like that, and I feel like I'm not very well supported on that front, Ross. How would you feel about something like
Ross,
that?
Ross, my point, let me just jump in. So my point is I just don't think it really fits. I mean, first off, I want the Eagles to prioritize a blocking tight end. I think that works with the Jalen Hurts-type offense. And I just think with Goddard here, it just would seem implausible that they would trade for Kyle Pitts. But your thoughts?
The concern with Pitts, well, first of all, I'd have to see what his number is, but it's probably a pretty decent number and it's fully guaranteed. It's not just one coaching staff now. You know, it was Arthur Smith, and then you have a whole new coaching staff come in. They still haven't been able to get him going. And I know these other guys.
That's a really interesting point.
Yeah, it's not like he's 0 for 2 so far, yeah. Right? He's 0 for 2. And then the other thing is, you know, they actually have a bunch of guys now battling for tight end. You know, if you look at Kylan Granson from the Colts, Harrison Bryant from the Raiders, I know these guys aren't household names, but Harrison Bryant has been a number two tight end his whole career. I mean, he was drafted pretty high. He's been a number two tight end for Cleveland and the Raiders last year. Granson was basically the number two tight end for the Colts. So I think they signed those guys because they thought they were going to move on from Goddard. But now that they brought Goddard back for a year, they actually have none of those guys are guys that you would want necessarily being your starter, but that's a battle. I mean, that's going to be an absolute battle for the number two and number three tight end spots, and four if they keep a fourth guy.
Yeah. Ross, we're now closer to the start of the season than the end of last year. So we're moving, my man. It's 3 months away.
We are, and I'm pleasantly surprised by the Huff trade. I mean, I was not expecting to get a draft choice like that and to save $8 million. So obviously that was not a good signing, which is another good lesson, right? That sometimes not every signing is going to work out, but it's a sunk cost, and you try to make the most out of it. And I think that they have done that.
It's pretty
solid return to get $8 million back and to get a fifth round pick. I mean, they didn't give up any draft picks to get him; they just signed him.
Yeah,
and now they're getting a fifth round pick in return. It is interesting, though, isn't it? Like, he might go to the Niners with Saleh, and he might light it up. I mean, we can't criticize Fangio because they had the number one defense. They won the Super Bowl. But it is the whole scheme fit thing is really interesting in the NFL.
No question. Ross, stay well. Love having you on the show. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks, bud.
Sounds great. See you guys.
All right, Thanks, there he is, Ross Tucker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.